What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today we want to talk about six ways that small businesses can be more effective at social media marketing. You know, if you're a small business owner and you're not on social media at this point, like, I don't really know what to tell you. That's insane. You're leaving a ton of money on the table. You're missing out on a ton of customers. I mean, social media is so cost effective. It's just totally insane if you're not on there. So let's just assume you are on there. And now we're going to talk about six ways that you can be better at it. So first way, be on multiple platforms. A lot of businesses think, hey, I have a Facebook page. I'm good to go. I'm represented on there. Hey, that's good. I'm glad you are. But you should also explore some of the other networks. You know, besides Facebook, there's also Instagram, there's YouTube, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's Snapchat. You need to figure out what other networks might make sense for your business. Every business should be on Facebook. If you're a B2B business, you for sure want to be on LinkedIn. If for whatever your business is, if it skews kind of younger, you definitely want to be on Snapchat. YouTube is good for a lot of businesses. So just explore some of those other networks and try to be on multiple platforms. The second way is you need to think about, like, what are your social media goals? So before you even really start doing social media marketing, you need to figure out, like, what's your strategy and what's the end result that you're looking for. So, for example, is your goal for social media marketing to generate leads, or is it to build brand awareness? Perhaps it's both. So you need to figure out what that is, and the results are going to be a whole lot better. Number three, you need to post as much as possible. So, you should shoot for probably like one piece of content per day. So if you are represented on multiple networks, try to do one piece of content and put something out there, one post per day on whatever networks you're on. And just try to be consistent about it, because that's really the only way to really build a good following on social media. Is to, you know, be pretty active on there. And especially if you're just starting out and you have like no following, you definitely want to post, on a regular basis as much as possible. The goal being at least, one post per day. Number four, you need to build relationships with influencers. So you need to find people in your space, in your niche, that have like a large social media following and try to get them to post about your brand. So you need to interact with them. You need to like their posts, share their posts. Maybe even reach out to them by email or slide into their DMs on Instagram and see if you can develop some types of relationships, because that kind of thing can really skyrocket, your social media following and really, get you going by building those relationships with influencers in your space. Number five, you need to use automation tools. So, you're probably thinking this, and a lot of times when I talk to clients about this, their eyes start glazing over. They're like, oh man, I'm so busy. I understand that I need to do all these things you're saying, but I just don't have the time for that. It's crazy. I don't have the time. So don't worry. If you don't have the time, there is some great, great tools out there that you can use that is going to make, your life a whole lot easier. So there's tools out there. They're social media management tools, and they enable you to schedule out posts for all your networks. You can schedule out for the whole week, for the whole month. So maybe on Sunday, you schedule up all your posts for the week, and then you set it and forget it, and the stuff just goes out. So there's tools like Agora Pulse. There's tools like Sprout Social. Meet Edgar is a good one. Those are the tools that I personally use, and they work really good. Hootsuite's another good one. So definitely check out some of those tools, and it'll make your life a lot easier, and it'll take some of the burden off you. If you can't afford to hire like a social media manager, or if you don't have the time for yourself. The sixth and final thing we'll talk about today is live video. So live video is just becoming hotter and hotter and hotter. It was hot last year. It's even hotter this year. The fact of the matter is everybody's got a smartphone in their pocket with a really awesome camera on it. You don't need anything. There's really no barrier to entry. So you can go live now on Facebook. You can go live on YouTube. You can go live on Instagram. And now the most recent entry into the live video space is LinkedIn. You can now go live on LinkedIn. That's live video content is a great way to interact with your customers and your followers. You can show behind the scenes looks at your small business. Anyway, it's a really easy way to generate some of the most engaging and some of the most unique content out there. So I encourage everybody to just do live videos whenever you can think about it or whenever you have time. So that about wraps it up for today. I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. Our subscription base is growing, and I would like to encourage everybody to please subscribe and download this podcast. We're on all the major platforms. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Anchor. I mean, like, literally, whatever your favorite platform is, we're on there. So please subscribe. Please tell people about it. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to this episode of the Ford 52 podcast. And please join us next week for another episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.